What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
The Giants starting quarterback in week one should be Jackson Dart.
It is going to be Russell Wilson, so you can scream all you want. It's not happening.
The Giants starting quarterback, QB1 for week one in 2025, should be Jackson Dart.
Wait, I didn't hear you. Did you say 2026 or
2025.
It's not happening.
The year that Thomas Lugauer turns 40 years old. Today is my birthday.
Happy birthday. I forgot. Happy birthday.
Oh, good. I had to remind you.
Happy birthday to you, Tommy. Happy birthday.
We don't have to do all the pomp and circumstances. I just threw it out there because you did actually forget, which is okay. A lot of people forgot.
I was just told, and I totally forgot.
Pretty sure I told you yesterday, but it's all good.
Someone told me 10 minutes ago.
Somebody told you. What? Somebody up on the street told you?
Rosie told me 10 minutes ago.
He's got it. Loose lips sink ships. The reason why I say Jackson Dart should be the Giants starting quarterback week one this year is I understand that traditionally you have the rookie quarterback sit and wait. Like famously in this town,
yes.
Kurt Warner took the car out for a spin. Eli Manning took over a couple weeks later, won the two Super Bowls, and it all worked out there. Mm. But if you look at recent history, you look at C.J. Stroud, you look at Jaden Daniels, you look at Bo Nix, three guys that started as rookies right out of the gates and made the playoffs. Hmm. And I think that in the modern game in the NFL, especially on the college level, the college game now is almost a pro-style game. Jackson Dart went to Ole Miss and played a pro-style offense against Alabama professionals under Lane Kiffin. He played under Lincoln Riley at USC before he transferred to Ole Miss. He is, in my opinion, he is ready to be the starter in week one. And I think at times you have to take that leap. My feeling all along here with the Giants bringing in a Russell Wilson is that that's their, they being Brian Daboll, Joe Shane's first bite at the apple. Meaning, all right, we'll start Russell Wilson. If Russ can be the old Russell Wilson, or at least the Russell Wilson we saw last year that played pretty well for the Steelers, they got to the playoffs, that's our first bite at the apple. And if Russ struggles, we have that ace in the hole, the guy that can keep us around longer, job security, in Jackson Dart. And I understand that from a, you want to protect yourselves, you want to keep, you know, you want to hedge your bets, so to speak. But Jackson Dart is the future, and he should be the present. And Russell Wilson, more than anybody, should understand that because Russell Wilson was drafted by the Seahawks, and they paid, you know, Matt Flynn all this money. Right. Russell Wilson won the job, and he started from week one and won a Super Bowl and honestly should have won two Super Bowls. Now, I'm not saying Jackson Dart's going to win multiple Super Bowls. I hope he does. I hope he wins a ton of Super Bowls. But what I am saying is, from what I've seen with Dart at college, and more importantly, ever since he's come to the Giants, here in training camp and early on in the preseason, he has the swagger, he has the game, he has the personality, he has the maturity, he has Brian Daboll, and I've been critical of Daboll, but this is Daboll who handpicked him, and we know what Daboll did with Josh Allen in Buffalo. Jackson Dart, to me, is ready to start in week one, and the current trend with guys like Daniels, Bo Nix, C.J. Stroud, there's no reason why Jackson Dart can't start from the get-go week one and take the Giants to the playoffs this season.
I will give you this. There is a very unique parallel. And you didn't even mention it, but it's the same. When Eli Manning was drafted in 2004, we signed Kirk Cousins as a free agent. He wasn't previously on the team. We had no expectation. Most people said, Kurt's washed. Kurt's done. He was 35 years old, 34. I don't know how old he was, but people thought his career as a starter was done. Obviously, that wasn't the case because he left and then went to Arizona.
You're saying Kurt Warner.
Kurt Warner was lost, was washed. He went to Arizona and took him to a Super Bowl.
Yes.
So he still had a lot of game left. It just, he was borrowed here.
Mm-hmm.
The same situation kind of exists. People are saying Russell Wilson just doesn't have it anymore. We saw what he did in Denver and then in Pittsburgh. And Even though he's looked good in the preseason, he's 37 years old. And he's borrowed here. He's on a one-year deal, basically. There's no tie to him long-term. It's kind of the exact situation. Now, that being said, you bring up guys like C.J. Stroud, who was competing against, what was the kid's name? Davis Mills. Davis Mills. You had Bo Nix. He was competing against Jared Stidham. Mm-hmm. You had Jaden Daniels. He was competing. I don't know who the hell he was even competing against.
Common sense? Nobody.
Yeah. So when you think about all those guys that you mentioned, those rookies that came right in and played over the last couple of years, mm-hmm. why did they start? Because they had no other option other than to start the rookie as long as he showed some competency. The difference, and this is why Russ is going to play, is that Russ has a lot of competency and he might have a lot of game left. Now, I'm not saying we're going to see that for 17 straight weeks and the Giants are going to make the playoffs, but you're going to see it for 6 games. You're going to see it for 10 games or 12 games, or you might see it for 4 games. The reality is Jackson Dart isn't ready. Russell Wilson absolutely is.
But 888-808-1019 is the number to call. But the Giants have put themselves in a situation where, let's say they start off 0-2. You know, you got Washington, you got Dallas right out of the gate.
Both games they can win.
They can definitely be 2-0. And if they are 2-0, Teak, then it'll go away. But if they are 0-2, the questions and it's not just going to be me saying it, and it's not going to be me screaming it. Brian Daboll after these games is going to be asked about Jackson Dart, because everybody knows that Russell Wilson is on borrowed time. Now, look, in a perfect world, Russell Wilson would either lead the Giants to the playoffs or at the very least get this organization, this franchise back to stability where they win 7 games, they win 8 games, mm-hmm. they just miss the playoffs, and they can keep Dart on ice for next season. I'm sure that's what their plan is, and that's what their hope is. But when you look at where Russell Wilson is at, and I think Kurt Warner, and this is nothing against Kurt Warner because what the heck do I know, but I feel like Kurt Warner going to Arizona was the perfect place for him, location, with Larry Fitzgerald. I wonder if Kurt would have went somewhere else, he would have maybe not had the success yet. I don't know, but I think he landed in the perfect spot. Russell Wilson, to me, here with the Giants, I don't think this is the spot where he is going to thrive. Maybe he goes to another team and thrives. Like, we'll talk about Daniel Jones in a little bit in Indy. I think DJ can thrive in Indianapolis based on the way they are currently constructed.
How about him winning that job?
Yeah.
Talk about Anthony Richardson being basically done with his career.
It's probably more anti-Anthony Richardson. Well, and we'll get more into DJ later. Anthony Richardson had 1 year at Florida. And he was drafted in the first round because people are horny, for lack of a better word, or desperate. That's the dynamics between me and horny.
It's a kid's show.
So this is why Tiki Barber's Tiki Barber. Tiki Barber went with the proper word, desperate, and my dumb ass, who's 40, went with the word horny. I mean, but both words work, but really for Sports Talk Radio, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you're right. Desperate is the better word, and that's why Richardson was picked. And most likely his career in Indy is done, unless DJ gets hurt, which is a possibility.
I mean, I think he only played a year in high school, too.
Yeah, no experience.
He just hasn't played a ton of football.
Yeah, he just looks good coming off the bus.
100%.
And that's what it is. But that's not Jackson Dart. Jackson Dart, 3 years at Ole Miss, and then, like I said, he was a backup with USC, played a little bit, but under Lincoln Riley, who's a great offensive mind, obviously Caleb Williams came from his tutelage, Lane Kiffin, the Lane Train, they run a pro-style offense against big-time competition in college.
Right.
We met Jackson Dart at camp. He does not look like a deer in the headlights.
Polished.
He looks like a guy that's polished, confident, even bordering on, and I mean this in all the respect, I love this, cocky.
Right.
And he looks like the type of guy that can handle not only the New York market, the New York lifestyle, the pressures that come with this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Media, the amount of people that are around and the media scrutiny and this radio station, the beat reporters, the whole deal, he looks like the type of guy that can be a superstar in the NFL. And I don't want to keep that in the cupboard. I want to unleash that on the NFL week one. Like, Malik Nabers is back at practice. I love the running game. I love the defense, and we'll get into that more throughout the show. A lot of Giants talk today. I want to see Jackson Dart right out of the gate. I want to be where the Commanders are at this point next year. I want to be, think about where Denver's at right now. Think about where Washington's at. Think about where Houston's at. And they started their quarterbacks. And there were a lot of people that doubted C.J. Stroud. Oh, he's an Ohio State quarterback, that none of them are any good. There were people that hated Bo Nix because Bo Nix was Van Wilder. He was in college for about 25 years. Good for him. Bo Nix was at Auburn stinking up the joint when I was 25 years old, basically.
I called one of his games at Auburn, by the way.
He was in college forever.
He was.
Like, every year I was, I would go to my buddies and go, who's the Oregon starting quarterback? They go, Bo Nix. I'm like, he's still around? What is he taking, basket weaving? Like, at what point, you have, how many credits does he have there? And then you look at Jaden Daniels.
No, by that point, he's probably working on a master's degree.
Bro, if you're 25 walking around a college campus, God bless you. That's as good a spot as you could possibly be in America. I would never want to leave either. And by the way, you make more money probably now in college than you did at least above board. We all know back in the day what was going on. But in terms of, and who else? Oh, Jaden Daniels. He bursted on the scene at LSU and was sensational. Won the Heisman, right? So he had that great year. He was probably the best, you know, I don't want to say can't miss out of the group, but Jaden Daniels had the most hype and the most, like, I think, certainty coming out of college. Jackson Dart, granted, he wasn't the number one overall pick. So the Titans decided Cam Ward, in their minds, is better. But Jackson Dart was handpicked by Brian Daboll. And if you believe in Brian Daboll, and there's a lot of people that do, that he can get the very best out of Jackson Dart. By the way, I think Dart's game fits the modern NFL. Big arm, right, can run the ball, physical. Mm-hmm. I want to see him right out of the gate in week one.
So two things that you're mentioning here. One, you're talking about the college quarterbacks adjusting to the NFL. The part of the reason that's happening is that NFL offenses are becoming a little bit like college offenses as well. So you're seeing some of the run game, you know, quarterback run game. You're seeing some of the zone read stuff. And sometimes you throw out of that as opposed to just, you know, having your quarterback get his head beat in. And the other thing, and I think this is what we don't talk about a ton. Most of these quarterbacks, probably their first or second year in college, they go get, like, private quarterback coaches. Mm. And these are, like, the Jordan Palmers of the world. We hear them. You hear about those guys who tutored Josh Allen when Josh was coming out of Wyoming. These guys truly prepare. And they work, by the way, with the teams that draft them. And so they're preparing these kids in these moments when you can't be at the team facility because, you know, the league, the offseason rules. But they're tutoring how to be professional quarterbacks before they get a chance to even start being a professional quarterback. So you're seeing all these young guys come in, and they get it and they understand it because it's not overwhelming to them mentally. But I think Jackson Dart's biggest asset is his calmness. Right, he doesn't seem flustered.
Mm-mm.
Doesn't seem overwhelmed.
Nope.
And while I say all of that in a positive light, when I watch what defenses have done to him in the first 2 weeks, first in Buffalo, or actually, yeah, it was in Buffalo, and then last week with the Jets, it was nothing, man. They're doing nothing. The touchdown he threw, where they faked that little toss out to the right to Turbo, and then he hits the tight end, a Dulcich over the middle of the field. It's like cover four. All you got to do is get the safety to take two steps to his left, and the middle of the field is wide the hell open. I mean, you could have made that throw, Tommy.
Wow.
And so when I look, he does do some cool things, like the arm angle thing where he's like way downtown.
That was awesome.
He threw it basically Tyler Rogers style.
Yeah, like Stafford, Mahomes. You see them do a lot of that sidearm.
Like, I give him credit for his creativity and for his touch because you see some of these screens. Kafka scored a ton of screens these first 2 weeks. Sometimes he's got to zip it in there. Sometimes it's just a nice little fake and let me just find it. Other times he's got to like loft it over the top.
And they're not, because I heard a lot of the haters saying they were checkdowns. Would you tell me that they're not checkdowns? Those are design plays.
No, those are design.
Exactly. Because I heard a lot of, he's checking the ball down. He's not checking the ball down.
He does check the ball down.
But when teams are
dropping eight deep and your running back is sitting 6 yards over the ball and it's third and eight, throw it to the damn running back.
Yeah.
Let him turn around and go pick up 2 yards with his feet, which Turbo did multiple times. And so I give Jackson Dart credit. I just don't think that he's going to be ready for all the craziness that comes when the regular season starts and defenses aren't just sitting there like, hey, look at us in a shell. Like, you can pick this apart. Your grandmother can pick this apart. I mean, hell, 12-year-olds these days know what a cover four is and know how to beat it. So, I love what I see. I'm not saying that at all. I love what I see. I just don't trust that when the things get really heated that he's going to be as calm as he seems right now.
All right, so two things, because you mentioned it earlier as far as Knicks, as far as Daniels, as far as Stroud. Yes, you're right. The competition that those guys had, even throw Jameis Winston in, he's better than anything those teams had right. As far as an option.
No doubt about it.
Even though the Giants have those options, that still, in my mind, doesn't mean that Jackson Dart doesn't deserve to be the week one starter.
But here's the problem. Like, when you saw Russell beat out Matt Flynn.
Yes.
I mean, think how long that was. That was 14 years ago, mm-hmm. dude. When you saw that, Matt Flynn was also coming from nowhere.
Being a backup. Being the week 17 guy that everybody loved because he would only play week 17 because Rodgers wouldn't play and he'd throw for like 300 yards against backups.
For whatever reason, he had this, we'll call it big. It really wasn't that big, but it was a big contract to be the starter in Seattle. He didn't prove anything.
Nope.
And so Seattle didn't owe him any kind of loyalty. And so you draft this kid on a flyer in the third round. It was third or fourth. I can't remember what round Russell was taking.
He was deeper. He might have been deeper than
it
that.
It might have been fifth.
Yeah.
Right? So whatever it is, you take this small quarterback, and he's just baller. He's smart as hell. We all know this. And he understands that he's athletic. Third round. He's athletic. He can make this ridiculous deep throw that we've seen 100,000 times over the last 13 seasons. Yep. He's got big hands, and he's got like a moxie about him. He just beats out the kid. He beats him out. I don't think Jackson Dart has beat out Russell Wilson. That's my problem. He hasn't beat him out yet. He's played great, but he hasn't beat him out. There's no indication as I look at these first two preseason games and some of the practices that you've been at that you say, yeah, he's heads and heels above Russell Wilson. He absolutely has to be a starter over Russell Wilson. Still looks like he's got it a little bit, and that's what he was brought here to do. You might as well let him do it.
Now, the other thing is, and I'm sure we'll hear from our callers at 888-808-1019, is that, oh, you don't want to ruin the kid. And this is my take on it. Andrew Thomas passed his physical. He's back. The Giants' offensive line has played really well.
Yes.
I think the Giants are going to have an elite pass rush, so by proxy, a top defense. When you look at Cam Scataboo, when you look at Tracy, they have a very, very strong running game. Mm-hmm. You have an elite number one wide receiver. They have a very deep tight end room. This is a Giant team that is ready to win. I know that's a crazy statement because they haven't done a lot of winning over the last couple of years, but they've slowly been building a team, building depth, something we've talked about over the last couple of years. They now have that depth. They now have that team that I think is a quarterback away. So Jackson Dart would not be ruined. It's not like this is an expansion team or a team that's destined to win two games.
Right, a team that doesn't have talent.
They are ready to win, and I want to see our franchise future quarterback, and if he doesn't pan out, okay, then you move. It's not like Russell Wilson's going anywhere. He's not going to request a trade. If Dart struggles early on, he could ride the pine. He could sit and be benched, and you could go to Wilson. Mm. But I want to see Dart out of the gate with a team that I think is built now, ready to win, and the future, and a guy in Jackson Dart that is ready based on his college performance, based under playing at Ole Miss in a pro-style offense, playing against, let's be honest, pro-type players against an LSU, against an Alabama. He has the game, the swagger, the confidence to handle New York, the pressure, and be a superstar in this league. And as a fan, I know Eli sat for a little bit and everything worked out, but I just gave you Bo Nix, Jaden Daniels, CJ Stroud right out of the gate, and they made the playoffs not in year two, not in year three, year one. So why can't Jackson Dart come in week one from his first year and make the playoffs? 888-808-1019.
I mean, maybe, but I don't think so.
All right, let's see. This guy thinks I'm crazy right out of the gate. Andrews and Lawrence. What's up, Drew?
Tom, we spoke before. Hey, Tiki.
What up, dude?
I don't think you're crazy, but I just think I'm a Jet fan, so I got to press it. And I like the Giants, but like Tiki said, I think you got to give these quarterbacks some time to develop. It happens time and time again. We can rewind the tapes of you, Evan, about old quarterbacks that look good out of the gun, and then all of a sudden they. So I think with Russell Wilson and Winston, he has good tutelage, and I think a smart team would hold him back just so he can learn it. With all the things you said, I get, but there's still he can't learn that experience.
But I would just say that guys like Jaden Daniels, Bo Nix, and C.J. Stroud, they're learning on the job, and a lot of that has to do with their head coaching. Right. They're learning.
Yeah,
it also has to do with their backups as well.
C.J. Stroud didn't start like phenomenal. It wasn't like he was, oh man, this kid is no doubt. It took him a couple of games, and all of a sudden, it clicked for him, and so he became.
Look what you said about Daniel Jones. I mean, he looked good out of the start. I mean, look at what's his name. I'm a Jet fan. The guy that's on Denver now. Yeah, he looked good.
Andrew, and don't take this the wrong way, and this is not meant to be
By the way, Zach Wilson is now in Miami.
Right. Yeah. Not the worst place to land, right. Although he is now recently
Mike
married.
White is now in Buffalo.
I want to say. Yeah. Jet quarterback carousel. Jet fans, and this is the mentality that I think a Jet fan might have, and I don't want the Giant fan to have that, and the Jet fan shouldn't have it either, but I understand it. You get gun-shy and you get scared of ruining the quarterback mm-hmm. because you've seen so many quarterbacks with the Jets come here with all this promise, and maybe they show a little bit early on, and then they wet the bed and you never hear from them again. I don't think you should be scared, though, as a fan to say, you know what, let's pull the trigger on our rookie quarterback in week one. You talk about Stroud, yeah, maybe struggled a little early on, but that probably helped him, and then he peaked later, and they ended up going to the playoffs. They won a playoff game, too, so they made it to the second round. So he was way ahead of schedule, and maybe that early, you know, experience sort of going through it in the first couple weeks served him as a rookie. Whereas if you let Jackson Dart come in week eight, and then the team has like two wins, and then is Brian Daboll's job on the line, and then you could lose him, and then Dart's got a new head coach. Why not just, this is the handpicked guy. This is the guy Brian Daboll wants to be his quarterback for the next 10 years. Why not just go out right out of the gate in week one? Let's go to CJ in Pearl River. What's up, CJ?
Hi, big fan of the show.
Thanks, man.
I'm a Jets fan, so again, I don't really have a dog in the fight. But, you know, you look at some of the top quarterbacks in the league, like Mahomes, Allen, Lamar, Hurts, Herbert, all of them sat behind a quarterback, maybe not for the entirety of the year, but, you know, in some cases, like Tyrod got hurt and then Herbert went in.
Right.
But I just think that it would be more, it'd be better for Dart's development if they sat him and then let him. I mean, again, they're sitting him behind Russell Wilson. He knows what he's doing. It's not like it's a Jared Stidham situation where the Broncos are like, well, it's either Nix or Stidham, and obviously Bo Nix is better. But I feel like it's a situation where maybe they're similar in skill gap at their point and both of their points in their career right now. So it would be worth it to sit them and hope you get an outcome like those top quarterbacks that all sat behind someone.
Yeah, I mean, there's arguments both
Appreciate
sides.
Appreciate it, CJ.
Because you see it every year. You see the guys that start right away and just suck. They just don't make it. Mm-hmm. They don't pan out. It's the Zach Wilsons of the world, Anthony Richardson to an extent.
Yep.
His is mostly health, but then it kind of felt like work ethic. And so now who knows where his career is going. We talked about it earlier with Daniel Jones winning that starting job with Indianapolis. But then you turn around, you also see these kids that just right away, it feels like they're just an extension of what they were doing in college. And you expect that only because it's your guy. And it looks like Cam Ward, that's going to happen with him in Tennessee. He's going to be the day one starter. And he's looked pretty good in the preseason. And so, like, what's the path to take? I think if you don't have an alternative, and in Tennessee, because their quarterback got hurt, they didn't have an option, right? They didn't. It's Cam Ward, because who else are you going to put in there? The Giants have options. And so I think Russ and even Jameis, but particularly Russ, is ready to be that leader and to be the starter for this Giants team. It's what Dave's has said from the very beginning, and I don't think we've seen enough, like an overwhelming enough of evidence to say Jackson Dart is going to be better than him.
Now, this might sound crazy, and this is just me going off of my memory. I feel like the hype around Jackson Dart, at least in the preseason, was stronger than the hype that was surrounding Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. Or Josh Allen came out of what, Wyoming? It wasn't like people were like drooling over Josh Allen as this guy. Josh Allen's got to get out there. Mahomes obviously had a really good college career, and they were smart about it. It made sense. What was Alex Smith the starter? So it made a little bit more sense, and they were kind of not, I think, ready to win. Like the Giants, to me,
well, they didn't need Pat Mahomes, Kansas City. Alex Smith was winning double-digit games right. every single season.
But he was already there. My point is that like the Giants created this by bringing in Russell Wilson, by bringing in Jameis Winston, and it's the point I made earlier. I think it was because it allows them sort of two shots at this. If Russell Wilson or a combo of Russ and Jameis can't get them 7-8 wins or a playoff berth, then they have Jackson Dart as the ace in the hole, they being Dable and Shane, where, look, we have this kid. Like, from their perspective, from a job security, the longer they hold Jackson Dart away from the field, the longer it could keep them around. Yeah. That's just me conspiracy theory. Like, it makes sense, though, because if Russ stinks and they're, you know, 1-7, it's not like they can be like, well, let's fire those guys, because you could always say, well, hold on a second. We don't know what Jackson Dart is. We want to develop him. We want to keep him with Dable. So it allows them to buy another year. And for me as a fan, I don't care about that. I want to see the star young quarterback in week one, and I want to be where the Commanders are, where the Broncos are, where the Texans are, because I'm tired of losing. I'm tired of having bad seasons. So that's where I'm coming from, plus what I've seen from Jackson Dart. Let's go to, this is Evan and Tiki on the Fan, Tommy Lugauer, Tiki Barber. Let's go to Frank in Tom's River. What's up, Frank?
You play the guy that gives you the best chance to win, period, end of story.
And who is that?
Week one. That's Russell Wilson.
You think that Russell Wilson automatically gives you... You don't know that Jackson...
win week one.
Okay, but you don't know that Jackson Dart doesn't give you a better chance to win in week...
But I think that's what Frank is saying. I think you... Because you don't know that Jackson Dart... You kind of know that Russ does give you a better chance to win. You know what I mean?
Russ gives you a better chance to win week one. I mean, come on. Well, he looked good against some guys in college. Like, you need a little
Let me ask you this, Frank. If Jackson Dart is a great quarterback, who gives them a better chance to win this season, Russell Wilson or Dart?
Then he beats out Russell Wilson and get him out.
How would he beat him out, though, if he's not playing?
Yeah, but and that's the issue, is that you're not going to get a chance to see this.
Right.
I was just Josh Allen did not start his first game.
No, it was Nate Peterman was the quarterback?
Yes, yeah. But he did start the second game.
Started the second game.
So I guess Nate got hurt. I don't remember the circumstances around it. But so he got thrown into it. But again, it's kind of like the Jaden Daniels and the C.J. Stroud. It's like, what was the alternative? And so, all right, our starting quarterback who won it out in training camp, Nate Peterman, is unavailable after week one. You know, we're going to suck. We might as well just throw the kid in there and see what happens. And he turned out to be pretty damn good. So it's just, there is no prescribed formula. I think you have to do what feels best for the team. Forget the kid for a second. What's best for the team? And because where the Giants have been, what's best for this team is a leader and a proven winner like Russell Wilson, even if he's 37 years old and not the same player that he was a decade ago.
888-808-1019 is the number to call. Evan and Tiki, Evan and Sean on vacation. Tiki Barber, Tommy Lugauer, taking you till 6:30. We'll get back to your calls. I believe Jackson Dart should be the starter in week one. Tiki believes it should be Russell Wilson. We'll get more into the Giants as the show rolls along. Got a bunch of guys returning to practice on the Giants side and on the Jets side. There's some injury news that came out of Metland that we discussed earlier on Francisco Alvarez. Once the Yankee lineup comes out, we'll get an idea of Stanton's back in the outfield, what's going on there. So there's a lot to tackle, no pun intended, on the show today. Again, the number 888-808-1019.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.